Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained why there is very little chance that the U.S. government would ever try to call in or confiscate gold held by American citizens. It would be economic and political suicide for the politicians and bureaucrats to try to do so. Having said that, though, the U.S. government does have the legal authority to seize pretty much any gold or financial asset. 21 years ago, Chris Powell, the Secretary-Treasurer of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, wrote letters to the Treasury Department's Assistant General Counsel for Banking and Finance. He asked if the federal government had the authority to seize or order people to turn in their gold. He was answered by an August 12, 2005 letter from Sean Thornton, who is the Treasury Department's Chief Counsel for Foreign Assets Control. Thornton's letter cited Section 5 of the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. This law was enacted to prevent certain transactions that might be of advantage to any enemy during wartime. His letter explained that this act was used to block Axis assets and offered protective blocking of Allied assets during World War II. Thornton went on to state that this act authorized economic sanctions against the Republic of China during the Korean emergency. Further, the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control began in the 1950s to enforce foreign asset control against Cuba, North Korea, and certain third country transfers of sensitive materials. In 1977, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act was enacted to expand these control beyond times of war to also situations in which the president declared a peacetime national emergency. Toward the end of his letter, Thornton stated, "If during a time of war, the president expressly chose to restrict hoarding of gold or silver, he could do so." Even later, he stated, "The president may restrict shares in any company owned by foreign persons consistent with the purpose of any declared emergency." As we have since seen, following the Russian invasion of Ukraine 4 years ago, the U.S. government also has the authority to refuse to redeem or pay interest on foreign-held U.S. Treasury debt, in this instance, held by Russia. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.